This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Taco to go, taco to,
and a big queue.
Taco to go, taco to go.
We just review.
Quick Trip Taco, just $2.99. Comes with a big queue, this deal so fine. Brisket breakfast, so much to choose for $2.99. You really can't
taco,
lose.
Taco to go, taco to,
this deal legit.
Taco to go.
Only at Quick Trip.
Taco to go, taco to go, taco to go.
$2.99.
Spiegel and Holmes.
Go ahead, listeners. Get that stirred up.
All right. Well, it's definitely stirred up now. You know, you're on the.
He's the best.
No, you know, I don't know. Nobody listens to me. That's fine.
But, this is the most popular radio show in Chicago.
Well, so. I know. Okay. You said it, Lawrence, not me, but.
We'll send you the book.
Yeah, send me the book.
Afternoons on the Score.
We'll build restrooms. We'll make this a place that people want to come and spend time.
Thank God restrooms were part of the plan.
Restrooms are important.
Of the On the Lake football stadium that Kevin Warren told us he was going to try and build with the help of the mayor.
I don't think that's happening.
Doesn't appear to be happening.
I think what's happening is the thing that most of us thought was going to happen. You know, when they bought 326 acres of property for $200 million, that they would just build on that property.
I'm told that Kevin Warren legit fell in love with the idea of the lakefront and used that to try and further the thing. And then it did turn into the leverage situation, the Chicago leverage. And they've gotten a couple things from Arlington Heights, but they haven't gotten maybe some of the other things they want. Like, they're not all the way there at Arlington Heights.
I think they're as close as they've been to a decision. And now there's a new mayor who was sworn in. Yesterday, Jimmy T, James Tenaglia, and I didn't know this, architect by trade.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
Good old Jimmy T. I was in a band with a guy named Jimmy T.
Was it this guy?
I don't believe
Jimmy T
so.
Is also in a band, by the way.
Is he really?
He is, yes.
No,
I think he plays like Metallica covers and all kinds of stuff.
Yeah,
but
no.
He's in a band.
Wow. That's amazing. No, my Jimmy T is, I think he's still over at the Old Town School of Folk Music. But there's a different Jimmy T. So Jimmy, not my Jimmy T, in a band, but also the mayor of Arlington Heights, back to where you were going.
And he said, the common goals are win-win. Win-win meaning the Bears. I know the Bears have to have a good solution, otherwise they're not going to come. He said, but they have to know that our residents need a good solution, otherwise we can't let them come. Number one, the development has to be safe. It has to be really well thought out, so safety is paramount. So this is interesting because this is someone who has a background in this. And he also pointed out, third, traffic has to be really well thought out and controlled. We can't have our neighborhoods wrecked because traffic wasn't thought out well enough. And fourth, the infrastructure, whether that's stormwater management and roads and everything else, fire, police, all of those things have to be well thought out.
Good.
Close quote. That's why the Tribune, in a story they did, seemed to intimate that the earliest the shovels could go in the ground is 2026.
That is
there's
not
still a lot of stuff.
Lawrence, I'm sorry. But you know, Kevin Warren said 2025. He's been promising shovels in the ground in 2025.
I know that's what he said.
Yeah. So that's what he's going to do. Because
they own the land. I guess he could just go put a shovel in the ground there.
Yeah, to build like something small. Like a restroom.
Or just to do it. This is where we're going to put this porta potty.
I told you our shovels would be in the ground, and they are. Granted, this is just for a little two-car car park while we're doing all the other stuff. Well, I mean, good for the mayor, because I'm sure he ran on some of this stuff, and now as the mayor, you should make sure, like, cover your community's backside.
100%. Here's what I thought was interesting from the Tribune piece. He was, as an architect, was talking about Kansas City And he was talking about where the Royals play and where the Chiefs play, even though that is under dispute. They would like a new stadium, and the taxpayers told them no. They told Patrick Mahomes and Travis Kelce and those Super Bowl rings no. On the Missouri side, there is some thought that they will move over to the Kansas side, but I digress. He said about those two stadiums, pick those up and carry them over here to Arlington Heights. Those two stadiums fit inside the racetrack. Now the racetrack over there is just a little tiny piece of 326 acres. Close quote.
So now, you know what's going to happen?
The Arlington Heights White Sox.
No, I don't think that's going to happen.
Why not?
I think the White Sox want to be and they want to end up on the 78, and I think they're going to. What they will now do, though, is use the relationship they have forged a little bit with the Bears as they were trying to get state money to maybe do something together on the lakefront or what have you, and they will use Arlington Heights as leverage to try and get anything else that they need to get from the 78.
But that's the Bears. Bears land.
Sure. So they maybe the Bears will do them a solid in some way and like let them or just let this possibility exist out there.
I don't think that there's anything wrong with them actually moving to Arlington Heights if it gets them what they want.
Yeah, I think.
And having an entertainment district up there in Arlington Heights.
This is going
over to Sham Vegas while you're there.
Jerry Reinsdorf wants to leave the White Sox in a better place than when he got them on the south side, where he should have built the stadium 30-some years ago. And I think he's going to get his way. I think
he has to go back.
I think he's eventually going to get the Sox in the
78. Why do you think that?
Because I think it is a really good use of that land that they have not been able to figure out exactly how it could be. And I think that it makes much more sense than redoing anything on the lakefront. And I think that eventually the new owners, the Ishbias, are going to put in whatever money they need to do to make that the case, because that's what they will want as well.
Okay.
That's what they will want as well, is to be a near Southside team as opposed to a entrenched Southside team.
I'm not certain that that matters.
In terms of what the Ishbias want, I think it will matter because they're going to put their money towards it, and they're going to work together as they transfer ownership to get the stadium to happen.
What I'm saying is, I'm not sure that the connection to the South Side matters to the Ishbias
the
way that it might to the Reinsdorfs.
That's fair. That is fair.
And maybe if you're the White Sox and you can team up with the Bears, you go to the governor and you go to the assembly and go, we're going to build this thing. I thought it was really interesting that Jimmy T even brought that up. The idea of, look at Kansas City. We could take those two ballparks and drop them right into Arlington Racetrack.
Mm-hmm.
Sure could. You could drop two different sports stadiums in there if you wanted to.
And that's a very convenient way to do it, and a really an easier sell probably for both of them to sell the state in terms of money and infrastructure. Like, look at this. We're going to create a district out here, and it's going to be great for the entire burbs. I hear you.
I actually really like this idea from the texter of like, hey, the Bears move out. Why don't the White Sox just move into Soldier Field? The conversion would take a lot, and they already have a ballpark that's like 3 minutes away from Soldier Field. But I get what you're saying. You're trying to fix a problem. But to me, I think the problem is that the people involved with the White Sox don't necessarily feel like they can generate enough revenue where they're at. I disagree with them.
But they are firmly in belief of that, that 35th and Shields is dead as a new option, as a continuing option.
Correct.
I think that the situations are going to be the two that we're talking about. The 78, which Jerry, I think, still wants, and we'll see if the Ishbias want it or not.
I'm concerned.
And then there's Arlington Heights shared space.
With the 78 thing, I'm concerned that there won't be any room left by the time the White Sox would get something approved. That land is very valuable. And every developer is like, oh, well, we have to wait on this White Sox thing? Why don't we just build on this beautiful riverfront property that we have?
I hear you, but that has gone undeveloped for a good long while now.
It has.
When it has been ripe for such things. And so this is when you talk to people through back channels and try to keep any other deals from happening until your deal gets approved or not.
How far down the list, though, are the White Sox if you're the Assembly? And their on the field reputation doesn't help at all.
No, it does not. But Jerry has gotten things done for a lot of years.
He has, but that was a long time ago when the political landscape was very, very different. And the governor was a White Sox fan. And the Speaker of the House was a White Sox fan.
Mm-hmm.
And people who apparently are able to move clocks were White Sox fans. And it's like, oh.
That was a long time ago.
No. It's 11:55. Uh-huh. Watch this.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's going to be interesting. Because, like, I've talked to folks in a couple different sectors who still have a lot of respect for Jerry and what he's going to try to get done. But the on-field thing is a disaster. And he's now towards the end. And the kids want to get out. And everybody knows it. So Jerry may not have the strength of will to get what he wants to happen. I'm just speaking for what I know he wants to happen. I know that.
We'll see. I think it's interesting that Jimmy T just dropped that line on us, though.
I gotta find my guy, Jimmy T. Gotta find where
what if it ends up being the same guy?
Oh. Then we've got an in with the Arlington Heights mayor. Then we'll do a weekly.
With your change.
Yeah, we'll do a weekly with the Arlington Heights mayor until this thing gets resolved then. We'll work on that.
Excellent.
When we come back, I'm going to explain Steiner math to Spiegs. You don't want to miss it. It's next on The Score.